You want that first?
All right. Hey, Smetters.
What up?
Well, tonight I am so excited.
You just can't hide it?
I just can't hide it. Do you know why?
No, but I bet you're going to tell us.
I am going to tell you. We are doing one of my all-time favorite stories, and I've been holding back on doing it. It's one of the stories I've originally wanted to do since we started this podcast, and I wanted to get it done right, and I feel like I'm there with it, and I'm so excited. We are doing The Bell Witch. Woo! So excited. And y'all, this one is awesome because Troy and I are actually from Tennessee, and this story takes place not far from us. So I am just...
You're the only 10 I see.
Oh, you're the only 10 I see too. But this is so wonderful and I'm so excited and you're going to love it and you're going to get so scared and there's a huge twist and I think there's going to be some chills. I'm pretty sure there's going to be some chills.
Will they multiply?
They will totally multiply. But y'all, this witch, she is sassy and she is crazy. I love her. So, are you excited?
I am excited. Can you tell?
Since I had to force you to do this tonight. Okay, so how has your week been?
It's a week.
That good, huh?
Yep.
Same. But it's about to... Don't start yawning before I tell this story.
I always yawn when you talk.
Okay. I'm going to warn y'all, this is going to be a very long episode because I did not want to leave anything out. So, I guess we're just going to dive on in and get started. What?
You irritate me.
You irritate me.
I just want to throat punch you.
Do it. Do it.
You want me to show you how to choke someone out?
No, thank you. Okay. Let's do this. The Bell Witch. Stop.
You stop.
The Bell Witch of Adams, Tennessee. Don't.
Don't what?
You were looking around for ways to aggravate me while I'm talking. Yes, you are. I know what you're doing. Stop. Butt call. Don't. Okay. So, here we go. Don't.
What?
Quit doing that. You're going to piss me off during the story.
Do you have a tear in your eye?
You're about to have a tear in your eye.
Some French fries?
Oh, my gosh.
Do we call you a wambulance?
You know what?
Do you want a Weineken?
Let me tell you something. Every time we have done a story that's important to me, I have gotten so mad at you on the ones that are important to me. Because it's like...
Do you see a trend?
It's like I tell you they're important to me, and you're like, I'm going to fuck this shit up real quick.
Do you see a trend?
Yes, I do.
So you never tell me, do you want some French fries?
No, I want to do my story.
Oh, so you want a wine?
I want it to be really good.
Okay, go ahead.
Are you going to listen?
Yes.
Quit tapping.
Tap that.
You're so weird. Okay, so I want you to pay attention because you're going to be amazed at this story.
I am paying attention.
Okay. Oh, and before I start this, y'all, when I took my little trip to Nashville to go see my mom, we took a ghost tour, and Nashville is proud of this story because Adams, Tennessee is about 45 minutes away from Nashville, so they're all about it. The ghost tours love talking about it. Everybody in Nashville knows about it. It's so, like, it's very well known in Tennessee if you've never heard of it, and that's another reason why I'm so excited. We've known about this for a long time, and now we're going to get the details. So, Let's start it. This story starts with John and Lucy Bell, who are originally from North Carolina. In the 1800s, they moved to Tennessee with their five kids, Jesse, John Jr., Drury, Benjamin, Esther, and Zadok. So the family had a little bit of money and decided to buy some land near Red River, Tennessee in 1804, which is also Adams, Tennessee. Later, they would have three more kids. They would have Elizabeth, also known as Betsy, Richard, and Joe. The Red River is said to be cursed and on sacred land that the Native Americans abandoned, but the family didn't have anything strange happen until 1817. When the hauntings did begin, it lasted more than 4 years. So, the family gets to the farm and they're good for a while, but then they start seeing strange things. They'll be outside and they'll see strange animals. They'll see like black dogs just appear out of nowhere. Well, one day, where was I?
Hey, I gotta show you something real quick.
No.
Yeah, look, no. Watch this.
Stop it. Okay, y'all. I watched, if y'all haven't watched The Last Boba Fett, who are you? But, y'all, I have a weird thing about Grogu. Like, I seriously think I would trade one of our kids for that thing. I love Grogu so much. And, y'all, when he saw Mando and jumped and hugged him, literally, I started crying. Troy didn't even have to look at me. He's like, "You're crying, aren't you?" And I was like, "I totally am. I love Grogu." So I was very happy. Okay. So back to this. They're seeing weird animals on the farm. They're all black animals. And supposedly the dad, John Bell, saw the body of a big black dog, but it had a different head. You know what the head was?
What?
It was a rabbit.
You think it just ate a rabbit?
No, it was a gigantic black dog with the head of a rabbit. And one of the kids saw...
Could it have been a big rabbit?
I mean, it would have been a huge rabbit, right? Like, it sounds cute. Like, uh-huh. A big dog with a rabbit head, you know? But that's what he saw. And then one of the kids also reported seeing this huge, gigantic bird, and it was black. It wasn't like a crow. It was just this bird looking thing, I guess. So they start seeing things, and you know, the thing, I'm sorry, y'all, I wrote all my notes down because I had to keep these forever, so you're gonna hear the paper crumbling. The family did talk about things they saw, and nothing major had happened yet. But see, back then, things like that you don't talk about. You know, it was the 1800s. And if you did start talking about seeing things like that, that's when the whole town's going to mark you as being crazy, right?
Yep.
So they didn't say anything. They just kind of kept it to themselves. So they just kind of thought it was like weird occurrences. So one night, they're all in bed and they hear tapping noises outside their house. So, you know, little tapping noises. So they kind of chalk it up to somebody playing a trick on them. Like somebody, they had over 300 acres on their farm. So I'm guessing they think somebody ran up to their house and started tapping on the outside of it after they fell asleep just to play a joke on them, which I guess, you know, that's probably what I would think too. You know, I would not want to be like, "Oh, it's a ghost or anything outside tapping on my house." So I get it. What about you? What would you think?
I would probably just go shoot it.
Sounds good. Maybe.
But I like tapping things.
You like... Tap that ass.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. So they're hearing the noises, but then the tapping elevated. They started hearing the tapping inside the house. So what would you do then?
I would tap it.
You would tap it back, huh? You'd hear tap, tap. So something is tapping in the house now, and
I like tapping in the house too.
Okay. But, you know, you hear tapping in the house, and probably back then they're probably thinking it's a mouse or something like that,
hey,
right?
Real quick, this is me halfway through the week.
Poor thing. She just slid right back down.
All the way. It's in the water.
Okay. So, all right, they're hearing the tapping. And anybody would probably think back then, like, it's probably a mouse or something like that, right, in the house? Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what I would think. That's what my mind would go to. Our dogs drink water so loud. So, but then, after they start hearing the tapping, they start hearing something gnawing, like chewing on their beds. Like, you know?
Yeah.
So, that's like...
You're a potato.
Thank you. So they're chewing on the bed. They're hearing it while they're sleeping. Something down there just chewing. So that's pretty terrifying. But later, after they start hearing that, so after the gnawing, Betsy starts getting attacked. She would wake her family up. They would hear screaming and they'd run in there and she would say someone hit her and she would have like a handprint on her face. She'd get bruises on her face just from being woke up from being hit. After that, though, it got even worse. They would hear shattering, like glass shattering. They would hear loud chains dragging on the floor. And then when they were dead asleep at night, their blankets would get ripped off of them. And that's terrifying. And then the house would start shaking on its own, like the whole house shaking. So, I mean, they were in for it. They had a lot going on. So, eventually after all that, the family did decide they needed some kind of help. Like, how can we get rid of this? And they still didn't want to talk to people about it. So, they turned to their family friend, and his name was James Johnston. So, they invited him over to see if the spirit would kind of calm down. Like, having people over, is it going to be active, or is it just going to go away and look like nothing's going on?
I'd be calling a priest.
Well... As soon as James Johnston came into their family friend that I just said.
Just a friend.
A family friend in the neighboring farm.
So like a nobody.
A friend of theirs. Like a close friend.
Yeah, still.
So
if
anyway.
If I'm calling somebody to come check out gnawing and tapping and sheets being pulled off of me.
Tapping at the asses.
It's going to be... You're so raunchy. I guess that's why it's called smut, right?
Yes.
Because you're raunchy.
That's exactly why.
God almighty.
Raunchy. But you were saying that you would call a priest before you call a family.
Call somebody.
I get that. They did not. So, you know, as I was saying, they thought that it would kind of calm down if they invited somebody ever to their...
Okay. When you first notice something going on in your house and then you start noticing more things, it's never going to calm down. Just get the fuck out. Just throw some bags or some clothes into a bag and leave. Every single movie, if people had done that when it first started, there'd be a lot of people alive.
Word.
Okay, sorry. That was no, insane.
I get it. And I've listened to a lot of... I listen to tons of podcasts, y'all. That's like my favorite thing to do. And, you know, when I hear stories about that, that is your first thing you think of. You're like, leave. Just leave.
Yep.
But what if they don't have the money to leave? What if they can't find another house, you know?
Money's not worth your life.
I know. But what if they can't leave is the thing. Like, what if they can't move? Some people have to endure it, but they also, I agree with you. I would have gone for a priest. That's what I would have gone for. I feel like a priest could have done it a lot better than, what's his name? James Johnston, because he didn't do that good of a job. Surprisingly, when he got over there, instead of it calming down, it got way more active. It said, watch this shit and hold my beer. It decided to show off for James. After you know, I had said that they didn't want anybody to find out. People kept things hush-hush back then. They didn't tell their business. There was no social media. So they didn't want to look crazy. But after, it's not a bad thing at all. That's how I was raised. You do not air out your dirty laundry to people.
Except you now have a podcast.
Now I have a podcast. And I tell other people's dirty laundry about their ghost. So you're welcome. But after that incident happened at the house, the whole town started to find out about it, and random people would show up to see what all of this was about. They'd heard about it, and they figured, you know, it's a show. They're, you know, they would want to come and figure out how they're doing it, and word got around. They should have done a cover charge at their door. That's what I would have done, you know? But, yeah, just random people would come to their farm. And
can I ask a question that you're probably going to cover later on, but I'm just curious right now because I just saw it.
Absolutely, you can.
Okay, so is the Bell Witch like a house or is it a cave?
I'm going to get to that. You can't look it up. There's a twist. Shh. Don't look it up.
It's temporarily closed. I know. Can't go there anymore.
It's because of COVID. Because of the Rona. We don't want the
damn ghost to get COVID.
Well, I mean, they do tours, and I have tour prices for you guys, but we'll get to that at the end.
Just send me the tour money, and I'll send you your tickets.
Okay. So after the whole town showed up to see what all was going on, they would all gather around and figure out who or what was making these noises. The townspeople would ask, you know, the entity questions, and it would answer. It would answer through a tapping noise or a scratching noise. But it seemed like the more attention it got, the more intelligent it got. So after the tapping and scratching, they would get to the moans. Then it would start to whistle. And then it would whisper until it finally became a full-blown voice. They could talk to it and sit down and have a regular conversation with it like I am talking to Troy right now. That's how it was. And it was insane. Like, it got to the point where they would just sit and talk to it, you know? So
did you know that there was a chemistry professor who
Does this have anything to do with the Bell Witch?
Yeah. She's from Austin Peay University. And she started exploring the science of it.
Okay.
And this says this was posted on Friday, October 29th last year.
Okay.
So this is recent.
Nice.
And it talks about all the stuff. So, and what killed them and what kind of science may be behind it too.
Okay. Send that to me. I'd like to read about it, and then we could do an update on it. Cause I love hearing the scientific aspect of it. Cause there's a lot that needs to be explained, y'all.
I'm okay. Telling you, there's one thing that can explain it all.
Aliens. Yes. I'm not saying it was aliens.
But I'm saying it's aliens.
But it was aliens. Okay. The first time the spirit spoke, it was in a room full of people, and it said, quote, "I am the spirit of a person who was once very happy, but have been disturbed and made unhappy. I'm the spirit of a person who is buried in the woods nearby, and the grave has been disturbed. My bones have been scattered, and I have come to kill John Bell," end quote. Ooh, did that give you chills?
But why?
We're going to get to that.
Why do you want to kill John Bell?
John Bell was kind of a shady character. Now, this is all alleged. It's not proven facts or anything, but it is hearsay. People, you know, around the town thought so. And the ghost also picked on Betsy. Now, I don't know why the ghost would pick on Betsy, but...
Betsy Bell.
Is that not the cutest name you've ever heard, Betsy Bell?
Like Brantley Bell?
Like Brantley Bell. But allegedly... John
my name is Troy Bell.
Okay, but allegedly John Bell was molesting Betsy, and then he had shady dealings in the town. And as I said, it's all hearsay; it's not proven fact or anything. But that's what the word was, pretty much. So I don't want to say that was why, but obviously John Bell did something to piss the spirit off. And we are going to get back into this. So there was a disturbance in the woods, as the spirit said, but it was not John Bell. It was his son. The Bells had a ton of acreage. They had about over 300 acres. So they had help. And one day they came upon a Native American burial ground, you know. The farmhands were plowing the fields, and they found it, and they went and told John Bell. But while they were telling John Bell, his son, Drury, was listening. So after hearing that, and when I hear this, I feel like Drury was younger. I don't feel like he was a teenager. I feel like he was a young child. But it just sounds like something a child would do. He grabbed one of his friends, and they went out to the burial ground, and they started digging. They wanted to find treasures and, you know, stuff like boys would do. And I'm sorry, if I were a kid and I'd heard something like that, I'd be like, let's go dig that shit up, you know? Would you have done the same thing?
Yep.
Exactly. So I feel like he was younger. If he was a teenager, then something is wrong with that. But to me, it just sounds like something a kid would do. Like, what else are you going to do when you live on a big farm? You're going to go explore, and you're going to go see what they're talking about. That's what I would have done. So he did start digging with his friend in the field. And do you know what he found?
What he found?
He found a jawbone. A jawbone. Okay, so he found that and he took it home. What have you learned about haunted things? You.
Me personally?
Yes, what have you learned?
Don't take shit home.
Exactly. Do not take that shit home. Because you know what? It's going to follow you home and it's not going to be happy about it. So he took it home and he was like, hey, Dad, I overheard you talking about this. Look what I just found. I found a jawbone. John Bell was pissed. He did not like that. Everybody knows, do not disturb an Indian burial ground. So he told him to take it back and bury it back where he found it. But it was too late. The spirits were already mad. So after that, shit started hitting the fan. By now, the Bell farm had gotten very popular. It was attracting all types of attention. It was worldwide popular, y'all, kind of like this podcast. It was extremely popular. Like, people around the world were flocking to come see it. They wanted to see, you know, if they could figure out where things were coming from, if it was a trick or not. They even had witch hunters come and, oh, I can get rid of this witch for you, you know, and see what they could do. Now, I'm going to stop right there because this is going to have to go into a second episode. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you about one of the witch hunters that tried to get rid of the Bell Witch. Ooh, it is not good, y'all. We will see you on the next episode. Hang out, and we will be right back.
Wait a minute.
Oh.
Before you go.
What? Oh, wait. I've always wanted to say this. So just chill to the next episode.
That's what I was about to say.
No.
I hope everybody saw the halftime commercial or halftime show with Dr. Dre, Snoop, all of them. And if you're close to our age, I guess you're still recovering as we are. We just don't drop it like it's hot like we used to, I guess. So anyway.
Nobody says that anymore.
Well, that's his song.
I know.
So, and it was from back. Shut up. Anyway, bye.
We'll be right back, y'all. You're so funny.